Today, Be'ez Hashem learn Daf Nun Tes of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we're learning about include the cases of Yain Nesach that are Asur B'Shtiyah because of Lech Lech Amrin Naziris Chir Schir L'Cham Le Sikrav. As we advise a Nazir not to go even close to a vineyard, we advise staying away from all potential cases of Isser. Koichei B'Kavana. If a non-Jew intentionally caused wine to move, but he did not actually touch it. Akum Sheyelech Anovim Legas. Whether a non-Jew may carry grapes and put them into the wine press. Hai akum dinaschei lechamer di Yisrael b'kavana, sharele lemishkol dame mahu akum. If a non-Jew intentionally poured a Jew's wine for Avodah Zarah, although the Jew is forbidden to sell the wine to other non-Jews, because the wine became asabana, the Jew is however permitted to collect reimbursement of the wine's value from the one who is menasich, because it is considered as if the non-Jew destroyed the wine and is reimbursing him for the damage he caused. Two incidents related to the condition of shichshuch asabana, for wine to become asabana, the non-Jew must cause the wine to move as in nisuch. However, if he only touched the wine, but the wine did not move, the wine is only forbidden for drinking, but it's mutter bahana. Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Chacham regarding chavish nikfa mitzidaho, a barrel that has a hole in the side, whether all the wine in the barrel is considered mechuber, connected to the wine in the hole, and accordingly, if a non-Jew touched the hole, all the wine becomes yain nesach.